Hello, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano. Our goal is to bring you interesting topics and guests with our broadcast. We're broadcasting from 101.5 FM, WHRULP, your Huntley Community Radio Station. Today, our guest is Nancy Binger from the Huntley Area Chamber, and we want to welcome Nancy to our show today.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Great. Nancy, tell us about what's going on with the Huntley Chamber.
Well, I have officially been on the job for 3 months now, and it has been a whirlwind. We have started so many new programs and events, and we've had a lot of new members, and we've increased our social media presence, and so it's been a really, really good 90 days.
So you're no longer a rookie.
I am not a rookie anymore. I feel like I've been doing this job for a while now, and it feels good, and I'm loving it, and just enjoying buzzing around Huntley and getting the chamber to be more well-known in our community and making sure people know it can be a service and help to them.
So tell us about the recap of the first 3 months with your new members.
So we actually have had 23 new members join the chamber in the this first 3 months of 2022, which is awesome. Like, just to have an average of more than one new member a week is phenomenal. And it's been a mix of new businesses that are coming to our area, and then also just some businesses that have kind of always thought, I've wanted to join the chamber. And, you know, since we've increased our social media presence and just kind of are branding ourselves a little bit better, I think people are catching on that it's a good group to be a part of. And so we've seen some wide variety of businesses and people getting involved, and it's been really good. And so we're creeping towards that 300 member, and that's kind of where I want us to be at. I think it's a good number to be able to manage it, but then also to have some value and substance to it.
So your goal is 300 members. Where are you right now with the membership, Nancy?
So we're about like 285, so we're getting there.
Okay. Yeah. Did the mayor promise you any kind of a surprise or a gift when you hit 300?
I wish. No. No, that's just a good number to create some good value and critical mass. So, no.
Great. So how about some events coming up and some expos and what have you?
Yeah. So, well, we just finished a very busy event March. We had our expo, which had about 60 plus vendors exhibit, and we had 2,500 people from our community come through and learn more about these businesses. And it was just a really fun day for our community to be back out and together again. So it was very successful. And then we had our annual dinner the following week that was postponed from January, and it was a derby night theme, and everybody had a blast. So Hopped went home with the Derby Championship. They won, and we do kind of some mock races that each the different businesses sponsor, and they have their horses, and it was really fun. And then we gave out our annual awards, so we had, you know, our outstanding community partner and most valuable partner and rookie of the year, and our business excellence awards. We handed out all those awards, so it was really good. And then we just do our normal monthly events that we have. So we have, like, a, you know, the Perk Before You Work, our Coffee Connect, and a Lunch Bunch, and we do some new member orientations, and just other, we had our first after hours at Barbecue King, and everybody came out for that, and just having a lot of good networking and connections and a lot of new people, so it's been great.
So for folks that are wondering, where was the expo held, Nancy?
The expo was held at the Huntley Park District, and it was an all-day thing, and it was open to the community. It was free, and we'll be doing it again next March.
Okay, and your networking events, those are held in different businesses in the community?
Yeah, so we try to make sure that any members that want to host and get the chance to have other members in their locations get that chance. And so we kind of rotate around, and I just, I reach out to some, and then I wait to find out interest from different members. They know they can, you know, if they want to host something, they can come to me, and we put something together.
So you've been a busy bee for the last 3 months.
Always. Yes. Yes. Always. And of course I continue to come up with new initiatives, and there's just so much potential to do so many things. And so I'm just trying to get it all to happen.
Well, on that note, how about social media presence? Where's that stand, Nancy?
Yeah, so one of the things that I felt was very important to do when I started this job was to increase our social media presence. As we all know, whether we like it or not, the eyeballs are on social media. Everybody's very addicted to scrolling and looking at their phones. And so I've tried to make a pretty good push with just keeping content updated on there and some new fun engagement posts and videos. And we've gotten a lot of response for that. So we have 200 new followers in the last 3 months. And just our page views and our reach has been off the charts. So I encourage anybody that if you're not following the Hilly Area Chamber Facebook page specifically, that you should get on there because it's a great way to learn about some of our businesses and find out about the events that we're having.
That's great. And are you putting it together, Nancy? Is there a team putting that together?
It's all me.
All you?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
It's
okay.
All me. So I use a lot of the tools, like planning tools, to make sure that I'm not doing it on the fly. Like I sit down and I plan out the week and I get our posts all organized. So I try to stay organized with that. That's the best way to do social media.
So the next big thing we got coming up is Easter.
Yes. So we have an Easter egg scavenger hunt, Lee, coming up. A little play on words there. And I was thinking about how there's not a lot that for young kids, families to do on Good Friday. And Good Friday is a day off of school. A lot of people even have the day off of work. But there's just not a lot to do. And so I thought, you know what, a lot of businesses are still running on Good Friday. So one of my initiatives is to get the chamber more connected with the community and not all be member-to-member connections. And so we are hosting the Easter Egg Scavenger Huntley, and it's our target is kids and their moms and dads. And we have about 6 or 7 businesses that are going to host this egg hunt, this scavenger hunt. And so families can start at FNBO, who is sponsoring this event, on Good Friday, and they will get a Easter bucket and their first egg with a clue to go where to go to the next business. And they'll work their way around Huntley. All the businesses are on Route 47. And they get their next clue, and then they learn about the business. And what I'm really wanting the kids to learn is about different occupations that you can have. So these businesses will give them a little chance to learn about the different jobs that are potential jobs they can have in the future. And then the moms and dads or caregivers will learn about the different businesses. And what I'm hoping is that they'll go to business and say like, oh, I needed this service and now I know this is here, or I've always driven by here and I didn't know what this was. And so I can't tell you the businesses that are going to be in there because that would ruin the scavenger hunt. But there are some great Huntley area businesses that are going to be on it. So anyway, we already have 200 kids signed up for this event.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and we have room for 300, so we have more space. This hunt is from 10 to 3, so you can start anywhere between 10 and 2. I'm guessing it'll probably take about an hour. And the 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock slots are full, but we can take people from 12 to 3 at this point. And so you can sign up on the Chamber website. The best thing to do is if you're on social media, is the links are all on there directly. And you sign up and it's free. And every kid will go home with a bucket of goodies. And the big bonus is at the last stop, there will be an Easter bunny in attendance at the last stop, ready to take pictures with the kids. So if you need an Easter bunny picture, come do this scavenger hunt. And at the final spot, there will be the bunny. So there'll be candy, giveaways. We're actually going to have some little bit of cash in some of the eggs. And it'll just be a fun day for moms, dads, babysitters to have something for the kids to do and take them around town and learn about jobs and businesses.
Nancy, is there an age group for the children that are going to be in this?
It can be really anybody. Anybody who, you know, can have fun with running around town and collecting these eggs. I mean, high school students can do it. And then it can go all the way, you know, down to toddlers. So, and I mean, adults can do it too by themselves if they want to. But our target is that to, you know, give the kids something to do on their day off and keep the parents
That's great. That's I think that's what it brings the community together.
Yeah.
It's really awesome.
I'm excited about it.
Okay, so what about your upcoming bags tournament? What's that all about?
So, you know, April's the Easter egg scavenger hunt. And then in May is our bags tournament. So that is on May 21st. And it is going to be hosted by SoHop in conjunction with their third anniversary celebration. So SoHop's been here for 3 years, and all weekend long they're going to have food trucks and music and obviously all their beers, and we are going to do a bags tournament on the Saturday from 11 to 6, and anybody can come and participate, and it is $50 a team, and there are cash prizes, and it is sponsored by some of our chamber members, and it's just going to be a really fun day and another way to connect our chamber with the community. So,
and what's the date of that tournament, Nancy?
May 21st. May 21st at SoHop.
And if there's a weather problem, is there an alternate date just in case?
At this point, we're just going with it. Rain or shine.
Okay.
You know, if it's torrential downpour, we can adjust the times and try to, you know, make it happen. But we've got to make it happen.
Okay. So. All right. That sounds good. And how about new businesses in Huntley? What's going on there?
So we have a bunch of new businesses getting started, and then we have some coming. Just a few to quick highlight. Heaven's Best Carpet Cleaner, they just started their business, and it's a young couple that are very entrepreneurial-minded, and they've been doing awesome, and they have great rates and great customer service, and so we've helped them get started. And another company is Kid Connections, and they've been around a little bit, but they're, because of COVID, they're kind of really just launching now, and we're going to do a ribbon cutting for them in May. They're a private therapeutic service for children. They specialize in social groups and speech and play opportunities. Embassy Construction, they've been around for 18 months, but again, because of COVID, we're going to help get them like officially launched probably in May as well. And they're on the square, and they're a great company to check out if you have construction needs. A very cool story. Some Huntley High School graduates are starting a business called Warehouse Barbell, and it's on 47, and it's a very specialized weightlifting place, and they are going to be launching their business soon. I got to go over there and visit. They have an awesome plan. You can get memberships there. And then a few other ones are coming, and we're really excited about it.
Just a reminder, folks, you're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio station. And for more information, you can always go to huntleyradio.com and click on Contact Us to answer any questions you may have or present questions to us about our shows. We are talking with Nancy Binger from the Huntley Area Chamber about all the events coming up and the hard work she's done for the last 3 months. Nancy's a go-getter, and she's here today, even though she's suffering from a sinus infection. She's a trooper, and she's here with us today, and we really appreciate that. So, Nancy, continue on with your new businesses.
Yeah, so two businesses that are coming that aren't official members yet, but have been I've been talking to is Love Story Bridal, and they are going to be opening outside of the Wing Point subdivision. And then Ritual is going to be, it's a spa boutique type place. They are going to be coming to the square. So we're excited about all these new businesses that are coming. And then anybody who follows the village information, they see the other things that are coming, the changes that are being made in Huntley. So it's a very exciting time to be a part of Huntley.
What do you anticipate the future will be for the chamber as far as its growth, Nancy?
Well, the way that the aggressiveness that the village is, the efforts that they're putting forth, I feel like the chamber is going to just continue to grow and have new energy and so many new members. And when you combine that with just the history and the longtime founder members, we just celebrated the 30th anniversary of the founding members at our dinner. It creates a great family of just help of old support and that foundation, and then bringing in the new ones and, you know, getting them started and just so much. It's just a big family. That's what I love about the Huntley Chamber. And I've had people say that when they compare other chambers, that the Huntley Chamber feels more like a family. And I think that's just kind of how Huntley is.
So what do you feel will be your goals for the future that you think are going to make a difference for Huntley overall, do you think, Nancy?
Well, I believe the biggest initiative that I want to accomplish is having the community and the chamber be more connected and not just have it be this like private group and member to member and we just interact with members. Like, I really want the community to see the value of the chamber and that it gives them the ability to learn about businesses and connect with businesses. And then I also want to make sure that our members feel the value of their membership, that whether it's because they join because they want more customer traffic or because they want referrals or they just want to strengthen the community, whatever is their reason for being in the chamber, I just want them to feel like that is being accomplished. And I believe that as I work with each member, I figure out what their purpose of being in the chamber is, and I try my best to serve them in that way and make that happen. I always tell the chamber members, bring me ideas and I'll dream it and I'll do my best to execute it and make it happen. So that's kind of where I see us going.
Do you recall offhand how many were the original chamber members, the charter members, Nancy?
I don't know how many were in that original group, but there's about 10 to 12 of them that are still a part of the group. And I know, I don't think a lot of them have dropped. So, yeah. So it was fun to celebrate them at our dinner. And we played loud music and got everybody all fired up. And it was really fun to, like, think about the history of the chamber.
So what do you see down the road as far as 6 months, 8 months? What will be taking place in the chamber as far as thoughts and ideas?
Well, one thing that I want, an initiative that I want to get started is something called Chamber Cares. We have 50 non-for-profit members, and I don't really feel like we've done anything super specific. You know, we've done kind of random things to serve those non-for-profits, but I want to do some really more specific work. So we're going to start something called Chamber Cares, which is a series of volunteering and serving opportunities that chamber members and the community can be a part of to serve and care about those kind of organizations in our community. And then to get our community more familiar with our non-for-profits, we are going to do a non-for-profit fair in the fall. And that non-for-profit fair will introduce volunteer serving, donating opportunities to our community, and also introduce these non-for-profits to the community so that they know about services that maybe they can use. You know, maybe they are in the target group that, you know, may need some help, whether it's seniors or veterans or people that are struggling with various situations. There's so many awesome non-for-profits in our area that people don't even know are out there that they can use. So that's one thing that it's going to be a focus in the next 6 to 8 months and getting that kind of off the ground.
I think what happens too is that a lot of people think of a chamber as being just for businesses and not for the private sector.
Right.
And yet you're trying to expand it into the private sector so they become involved just as much as the businesses are involved.
Yes, totally. Yep. And I think that there has to be more meaning for these organizations to be a part of the chamber, and I want to give that to them.
Do you think there'll be meetings that you'll have that will be those that are not businesses but just with the public themselves, that type of thing, Nancy?
Well, I feel that the chamber, my main goal is to serve the chamber members. And so I want to connect, I want to create these community events that, but there always has to be the purpose of making sure that the businesses are highlighted and supported and promoted.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. The and when you promote the different businesses, the is there a way that these people that you're promoting, how do you make them aware of the fact that you are promoting their business?
Well, I'm trying to give as many opportunities as I can to businesses to find that unique way to get their name out. And all of our businesses have different needs. And there's some businesses in the chamber that aren't necessarily looking for more customers or, you know, promotion or marketing, but they just want to be a part of this group so that they stay connected and that they are able to learn or have resources or, you know, be educated. And they just want to make Huntley stronger. So I feel that it just depends on what they need is what the focus is. And so for example, this Easter egg hunt, like, it's creating this great big event for the community, but it's also giving a chance to some of these businesses to have some new customers come in their door to create more awareness for their business and just for them to give the kids something fun to do that day. So it's kind of like a whole bunch of different tiers of levels that need to be executed, and there's so much benefit to all of it. It's kind of a random approach.
Well, it's joining together the business and the private sector. You're joining them together, so
yeah.
They work together.
Yes.
They're finding things out, and they're being able to participate. And like your Easter egg hunt, I think that's really great because it gets people out.
Yep.
They see different things.
Yeah.
And that's the way to go.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's supposed to be about 50 and partly sunny, which I think is perfect weather because it's not warm enough to just hang outside, but it's not cold enough where you want to stay inside. So it'll be a fun day. It'll be fun to watch all the kids running around town in the parking lots and jumping in and out of their parents' cars trying to find all the eggs.
So now you have to work on what's going to happen in June, July, and August.
I'm going to take a break.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's a lot of fun things going on in June and July that are connected with the village, like the concerts on the square and the Friday night events that the village has, and like the Memorial Day parade and the 4th of July activities. So we partner up a lot with the village. There's the Ladies Night Out is coming up in May, so that's a village event, but, you know, it's on the square, and so we'll jump in there and support and help that event. So there's always something to do, so never a dull moment.
So if you had to put a plug in for businesses to recommend them for joining the chamber, what would you tell them, Nancy?
Yeah, so I think that there's two ways that when people join the chamber, it's either they want to get something from the chamber, they want to get something through the chamber. And so on the from point, you know, if they're looking for referrals, new business, new customers, marketing, then you can get that from the chamber. Maybe that's not a priority and you want to get something through the chamber. And what do you get through the chamber? You get community, you get support, you get like-minded people coming together that are running or leading businesses. You get advocacy, you get resources, and you can get that through the chamber. So I feel like those are the two areas. And I always tell potential members or even current members that what you put in is what you'll get out of it. You have to put in, you know, the effort to, you know, go to events or connect with people or read the emails or, you know, attend the webinars, and you can get a lot out of it by doing those things and make it worth your yearly dues, which are not that much. We have a membership due level of $275 a month or a year. Sorry, $275 a year, and there's a lot of benefit that comes with that.
And if they wanted to contact you, what number would they call, Nancy?
They can call 847-669-0166. That's the chamber number, and that's the best way to get a hold of somebody that can chat with them about membership.
Well, we want to thank you for your time today, Nancy, and sharing all the chamber activities and what's going on. For you folks out there, you've been listening to the Huntley Community Radio Station, 101.5 FM. If you want more information, go to huntleyradio.com, click on Contacts, and we'll get you any information you may need, any information that you request. We will follow up with you on that, and we want to thank Nancy Binger for being here today from the Huntley Area Chamber. That's all for today, folks. Thanks. Have a great day. Thank you.